Shalom and welcome to Daily Bread for Busy Moms, a daily Bible reading podcast that goes through the whole Bible in a year. We follow along with the weekly Torah portions and read daily from the Torah, the prophets, the writings, and the apostles. If you want to learn more about the podcast or connect with us online, find us at dailybreadmoms.com. There you'll find information about the journal. That's the Bible reading plan that we use, which Bible translation we use, and how to contact us. You'll also see information about how you can support the podcast by becoming a patron and how we can connect with you more. We've got some new things for our sweet patrons and are excited to let you hear from us in more ways beyond the daily Bible readings. So find us at dailybreadmoms.com. We look forward to connecting with you. Let's get to our podcast episode for today.
My name is Sarah Ruth, and I'll be your reader today. Shabbat Shalom. Today is Shabbat. It is Saturday, the 30th of March. It's also the 20th of Adar 2 on the Hebrew calendar. This is a special Shabbat called Shabbat Para, and it means the Red Heifer Shabbat. So today in history, the Sabbath is the last Sabbath before the month of Nisan. And so there's a special reading from Numbers 19 verses 1 through 22 that are added in memory of the Red Heifer. This was the basis for the temple purity rituals needed in order to participate in the Passover sacrifice, as mentioned in John 11, verse 55. Now the Passover of the Jews was near, and many went up to Jerusalem out of the country before the Passover to purify themselves. Our Torah portion this week, our Parsha, is called Tzav, which means command. And our Torah portion today is going to be Leviticus 8, verses 22 through 36, and then that special portion of reading regarding the Red Heifer Sabbath, which is in Numbers 19. However, as always, before we begin our readings, let's take a moment to bless God and thank Him for His word. Blessed are you, Lord our God, King of the universe, who gives the Torah of truth and the good news of salvation to his people Israel and to all peoples through his Son, Yeshua the Messiah, our Master. And now we begin in Leviticus chapter 8, verse 22. We're going to read through the end of the chapter. Then he presented the second ram, the ram of ordination, and Aaron and his sons laid their hands on the head of the ram. Moses slaughtered it, took some of its blood, and put it on the tip of Aaron's right ear, on the thumb of his right hand, and on the great toe of his right foot. Then Moses brought Aaron's sons and put some of the blood on the tips of their right ears, on the thumbs of their right hands, and on the great toes of their right feet. Then Moses splashed the blood around on the altar. He took the fat tail, and all the fat that was on the innards, as well as the cover of the liver, the two kidneys with their fat, and the right thigh. Then out of the basket of matzah that was before the Lord, he took one matzah cake, one cake of oiled bread, and one wafer, and placed them on the fat and on the right thigh. He put all these in Aaron's hands and in the hands of his sons and waved them for a wave offering before the Lord. Then Moses took them from their hands and burned them up in smoke on the altar with the burnt offering. They were a consecration for a soothing aroma. It was an offering by fire to the Lord. Moses took the breast and waved it for a wave offering before the Lord. It was Moses' portion of the ram of ordination, just as the Lord commanded Moses. Then Moses took some of the anointing oil and some of the blood which was on the altar and sprinkled it on Aaron. on his garments and on his sons, and on his sons' garments with him. So he consecrated Aaron, his garments, his sons, and his sons' garments with him. Moses then said to Aaron and to his sons, "Boil the meat at the entrance of the tent of meeting and eat it there, along with the bread that is in the basket of ordination, as I have commanded, saying, Aaron and his sons are to eat it. What remains of the meat and of the bread you shall burn with fire. You are not to go out from the entrance of the tent of meeting for 7 days, until the days of your ordination are fulfilled, for he will be filling your hands for 7 days. What has been done this day, the Lord has commanded to be done, in order to make atonement for you. You are to stay at the entrance of the tent of meeting, day and night, for 7 days, and keep the Lord's command, so that you do not die. For so I have been commanded." Thus Aaron and his sons did all the things that the Lord commanded through Moses. That concludes our first reading of Torah portions today. Now we're going to read our special portion for this Shabbat Para, or this Red Heifer Shabbat. This is in Numbers chapter 19. The Lord spoke to Moses and Aaron, saying, "This is the statute of the Torah which the Lord commanded, saying, Speak to B'nai Israel that they bring to you a flawless red heifer, on which there is no blemish, and on which has never been a yoke. Give her to Eleazar the Kohen. He will take her outside the camp and slaughter her in his presence. Then Eleazar the Kohen is to take some of the blood on his finger and sprinkle it 7 times toward the front of the tent of meeting. While watching, he is to burn the heifer, her hide, flesh, blood, and refuse. The Kohen is to take some cedar wood, hyssop, and scarlet wool, and cast them into the midst of the burning heifer. Afterward, the Kohen is to wash his clothes and bathe his flesh with the water. And afterward, he may come back into the camp. Still, the Kohen will be unclean until evening. Also, the one burning it is to wash his clothes and bathe his flesh with the water, and he will be unclean until evening. A clean man is to gather up the ashes of the heifer and put them in a clean place outside the camp. They are to be for the community of B'nai Israel to use as water of purification from sin. The one who gathers the heifer's ashes is also to wash his clothes, as well as be unclean until evening. It will be a permanent statute for B'nai Israel and for the outsider living among them. Whoever touches any dead body will be unclean for 7 days. He is to purify himself on the 3rd day and on the 7th day. Then he will be clean. But if he does not purify himself on the 3rd and 7th days, he will not be clean. Anyone touching the dead body of any man who does not purify himself defiles the Lord's tabernacle, and that person will be cut off from Israel. Because the cleansing water was not sprinkled on him, he is unclean, and his uncleanness will remain on him. This is the Torah for whenever a person dies in a tent. Anyone entering the tent or anyone inside the tent will be unclean 7 days. Any open container not having a lid fastened on it will also be unclean. Anyone out in the open field who touches a dead body, whether killed by a sword or was killed by a natural cause, or touches a human bone or grave, shall be unclean 7 days. For the unclean one, they are to take some of the ash of the burnt purification offering and pour some fresh water into a jar. Then a clean person will take some hyssop, dip it into the water, and sprinkle it on the tent, all of the furnishings, and the people who were there, as well as the one touching the bone, the one killed, the corpse, or the grave. The clean person will sprinkle the unclean one on the third and seventh days. He is to purify himself on the seventh day, and on the seventh day he is to wash his clothes and bathe himself in water, and at evening he will be clean. However, that man who is unclean but does not purify himself will be cut off from the community. He has defiled the sanctuary of the Lord, since the cleansing water was not sprinkled on him. He is unclean. This will be a permanent ordinance for them. The one sprinkling the cleansing water is also to wash his clothes, and anyone touching the cleansing water will be unclean until evening. Anything touched by an unclean person becomes unclean, and anyone touching it will be unclean until evening. And that concludes our readings in Numbers chapter 19. That finishes our Torah portion for this Sabbath. Next, we're going to read our portion from the Haftarah. Today's reading comes from Ezekiel chapter 36, and we're going to read verses 16 through 38. The word of the Lord came to me, saying, "Son of man, when the house of Israel lived in their own land, they defiled it by their way and by their deeds. Their way before me was like the uncleanness of a woman in her niddah. So I poured out my fury on them for the blood which they had shed upon the land, and because they had defiled it with their idols. I scattered them among the nations, so they were dispersed through the countries. According to their way and their deeds, I judged them. Wherever they went among the nations, they profaned my holy name, since it was said about them, 'These are the people of the Lord.' Yet they had to leave his land. But I had concern for my holy name, which the house of Israel has profaned among the nations wherever they went. Therefore say to the house of Israel, 'Thus says the Lord, I do not do this for your sake, house of Israel, but for my holy name, which you profaned among the nations wherever you went. I will sanctify my great name, which has been profaned among the nations, which you have profaned among them. The nations will know that I am the Lord. It is a declaration of God when I am sanctified in you before their eyes. For I will take you from the nations, gather you out of all the countries, and bring you back to your own land. Then I will sprinkle clean water on you, and you will be clean from all your uncleanness and from all your idols. Moreover, I will give you a new heart. I will put a new spirit within you. I will remove the stony heart from your flesh and give you a heart of flesh. I will put my ruach within you. Then I will cause you to walk in my laws, so you will keep my rulings and do them. Then you will live in the land that I gave to your fathers. You will be my people, and I will be your God. So I will save you from all your uncleanness. I will call for the grain and make it plentiful. I will not bring a famine upon you. I will multiply the fruit of the tree and produce of the field, so that you will no longer bear the disgrace of famine among the nations. When you remember your evil ways and your deeds that were not good, you will be disgusted with yourselves because of your iniquities and your abominations. Not for your sake will I do this. It is a declaration of the Lord. Let that be known to you. Be ashamed and confounded for your ways, house of Israel. Thus says the Lord God, In the day that I pronounce you clean from all your iniquities, I will cause the cities to be inhabited, and the ruins will be rebuilt. The land that was desolate will be tilled instead of being a wasteland in the sight of all that passed by. They will say, "This land that was a wasteland has become like the Garden of Eden. The waste, desolate, and ruined cities are fortified and inhabited." Then the nations that are left all around you will know that I, the Lord, have rebuilt the ruined places and replanted what was desolate. I, the Lord, have spoken it, so I will do it. Thus says the Lord God, I will again be inquired of by the house of Israel to do it for them. I will populate them with people like a flock, like the holy flock, like the flock of Jerusalem during her Moedim. So the waste cities will be filled with flocks of people. Then they will know that I am the Lord. Lastly, we're going to read from the Apostolic Writings today. And our reading is in Hebrews. It is chapter 9, verses 11 through 15. But when Messiah appeared as Kohen Gadol of the good things that have now come, passing through the greater and more perfect tent, not made with hands, that is to say, not of this creation, he entered into the holies once for all, not by the blood of goats and calves, but by his own blood, having obtained eternal redemption. For if the blood of goats and bulls and the ashes of a heifer sprinkling those who have been defiled sanctify for the cleansing of the flesh, how much more will the blood of Messiah, who through the eternal Spirit offered him without blemish to God, cleanse our conscience from dead works to serve the living God? For this reason, he is the mediator of a new covenant, in order that those called may receive the promised eternal inheritance, since a death has taken place that redeems them from violations under the first covenant. And that's it. Those are our readings for this Shabbat. I'm Sarah Ruth, reading from the Appalachian Mountains of Georgia in the USA. And these readings are organized and produced by Daily Bread for Busy Moms. Shabbat Shalom. Until next time, friends.